But Dad, isn't it time for illegal ham interface?
But bro, where's the banjo?
Some Cleveland sports shows try to give you hot takes, but only one can give you a big old piece of hot ham. Welcome to Illegal Ham to the Face. Talking all Cleveland sports. And don't forget our Fat Boy Tuesday, where we also ham it up with some fun food topics. Without further ado, let's serve up some ham. Here are the Ham Boys. Fatty. And Big Bri.
What is going on, everybody? I am that fat guy, Jared Fatty Bates. He is Big Bri. What is going on, big fella?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You look a little sad today. Why are you so sad? Is it because somebody went to greener pastures?
I've been telling you that was going to happen for a while now. I'm just happy you went out on top, I guess. I've been through this song and dance before with LeBron, so it's bittersweet.
You know, it's nothing like ducking out before the sanctions hit you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, nobody wants to coach in college football anymore. The best coaches they do not want to be in college football because of the transfer portal, because now you have to recruit your own team every single year on top of recruiting high school players. And so it's a mess. They got to come up with some parameters, but for now it's not a desirable position. That's why you see the best coaches getting out of it.
Yeah, we'll dive into that here a little bit later.
My trivia question has to do with that. So,
oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are Legal Ham of the Face. We are on Network 216, all the streams now. So if you're watching on Network 216 Facebook, welcome on in. We are new to the network. We talk all sports and Cleveland food. We do some shout outs. Tonight we're talking about the Cleveland Browns OC search. We're talking about the NFL playoffs and the conference championships. We're talking about the transfer portal, talking about the Cavs, doing a little Fat Boy Thursday with some deli salads, and then finishing off with the top three TV shows we want to bring back. So welcome on in. We always start our show out with some shout outs. First off, we got to shout out one of our main sponsors. Harold Keel has been with us in Lake Erie APA ever since we started, Bri. True champion, great guy. His birthday is coming up this Friday. Want to wish him a happy birthday, but I did get my hands on something today, Bri. You think I should show it off right now?
Absolutely.
Let's bring that up. Let me move this out of the road. And right there it is. Little Legal Ham to the Face fantasy football championship belt is in my possession. Look at that thing, Bri.
Wow.
Ah, glorious, isn't it?
It reminds me of the Intercontinental Championship belt when we were growing up in like the 90s, and Ultimate Warrior had it a couple times. So it looks almost, I mean, in my mind, it looks almost identical to that.
I mean, I feel like Bret Hart right now.
Well, yeah, you were telling me it's pretty heavy. So,
like, I just want to sit there and be like, I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
I always knew you loved the Canadians.
Yeah. They wore pink. I like pink. What can I say?
I was a fan of Jim D'Anvil Neidhart, so
that's only because of this goatee.
Pretty badass.
Man, it was a badass goatee. All right, so I got to ship this out to Big Man for a fantasy football league championship. He does get to control our game next year, Bri. Also,
has he let you in on what he's thinking yet?
He got a couple of things. He's not 100% certain, but there is a defensive side to it. So he is.
I like it.
So yeah. We're looking that way. Let's see here. Zach Weiss, deli salads. Here we go. We got our boys from 216 watches now. Zach is the host of the All Across the Cavs, doing everything Cavs. Got to talk to Mark Price. Jealous of that.
Wow. Pretty awesome.
Who wouldn't want to talk to Mark Price, right?
Oh, he's a legend in this town.
I know. I'm just jealous. Other than that, Brian, I don't have any shout outs. You got any shout outs this week?
No, not really. I guess I saw our boy and I found our, I was cleaning up a little bit around the house. I found the picture of you and I and our boy, Eric Metcalf, a couple years ago doing the show. And it was, I guess it was his birthday this past week. So I didn't know that him and Phil Dawson share a birthday, but I saw the Browns put that out. And then I also saw today or yesterday was Luke Rosa's 100th birthday. So some big movers and shakers in the Browns franchise. Yeah, definitely worth celebrating.
Heck yeah. I mean, that's awesome right there. Man, Metcalf and Dawson on the same day?
I guess so, yeah. News to me.
Browns legends right there. Dude, that's crazy. I still can't wrap my head around that. That's awesome. You got any more shout-outs tonight, Brian?
No, I don't think so. I think I just got, you know, stay warm.
Well, hey, it's 50. It's warm out now.
Oh, man. What a change a week makes.
I mean, you know, normally at work, we call this t-shirt time.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. Was it 50? Did it get above 50 today?
It was around 50 today. It was actually kind of nice. It was a little little moist out there, Bri.
Mowing greens yet?
No, still doing tree work. I almost watched your cousin bite the dust. It wasn't pretty, Bri. Yeah.
Is tree he kinda, still there?
Tree kind of spun on him and started falling towards
him. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't predict them sometimes.
I'll tell you what, for a bigger guy, that man's got some wheels. Let me tell you.
He's put me in some precarious positions. I'll tell you what, that much.
I think he's
pulling trees right next to homes.
or how about the one down on, you weren't there for the 1-on-3, were you?
Boy, I don't know.
The big one right across the creek where we had to pull it towards 3 fairway and we all scattered like mice.
I feel like I heard stories about that. Yeah, maybe I wasn't there.
Mm. Yeah. Do some scary stuff with some tree work, but that's all right. Everybody ended up safe. We're good. Definitely was a wake up moment. Got you really waked up in the morning and ready to go. So we had that this morning. So, and I did get the picture, Brian. I'm not going to put it up here, but I have to tell you, you look great in spandex, man. I am telling you, like that. You just tucked that right in there, and you almost look like you should be in the WWE. Like you should be coming down there. You know what you remind me of? The Bushwhackers.
That's exactly what my mom was calling us, the Bushwhackers. We did not lick each other's heads, so settle down out there.
That would have been amazing. Oh my God, that would have been great. If you would have done it, just licked him right on the face.
Pass. I was in a bitter mood. That was after the Browns game, so I was trying to cheer everyone up.
You're trying to cheer yourself up. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. So if you guys are new to the show, we always do a trivia in City Dogs. We do have a special announcement for City Dogs. I put it out on our Twitter, @AmIllegal. The kennels are full. So if you're wanting to adopt somebody, please go adopt them at City Dogs. They're the cheapest round. I think it's $61 for an adoption, which is cheap. You go in, meet your dog, adopt your dog, get them out of there. The kennels are packed full right now. Beth just messaged me. We do have a new dog this week. And Bri, as always, our trivia, I put it out there on Facebook and YouTube, and I put a little clip there on just our trivia last week. Mm-hmm. And people were baffled that the Oreo was the world's favorite cookie. A lot of chocolate chips, a lot of like oatmeal raisins. There's a lot of cookies being named, but we got a pretty good views on one of them. I think we had over 1,200 views on one of them, and we had about 200 comments on it about which cookie was the favorite cookie. So,
and Brian, I thought it was just an America thing. That's what I thought
too.
Basically, I mean, the company's based out of America, and they created the cookie. Nobody else makes it. It's not like chocolate chip. Like, how many thousands, maybe millions of people make chocolate chip cookies? And then how many people make the Oreo? Not many.
Yeah, I know. But this week, it is your turn for trivia, buddy. So let me play our sounder right here. And as I said, our show is sponsored by City Dogs Cleveland. Our trivia is always brought to you by City Dogs Cleveland. I'm going to scroll their thing down here at the bottom, how to get a hold of them. And this week, Bri, we have our work cut out for us. We have a dog named Angus. And if you see this little bull, you're going to enjoy him, Bri, because he is just a butterball. All right, let's get this guy right here. Right there's Angus right there. Angus. This boy's definition of a bull in a china shop. Name suits him perfectly with his colors, beefy, stocky stature, and rompy playfulness. He is an expert mooch, able to convince the Kong team to let him steal Kongs from each other's buckets. Also loves snacks. When he settles down after getting his yeah-yeahs out, he is a perfect little sploot, likes to soak up all the sun and the pets. He knows how to sit and is working on drop. He is great at taking cues from people. He is a strong boy on the leash currently. He is to be around 2 years old and weighs 65 pounds. Hopefully somebody can adopt this beautiful puppy. Angus right here. Look at that. Just fighting for the Kong, Bri. That is a big boy, let me tell you.
Would you say 65 pounds?
65 pounds, buddy.
Only 2 years old, though, so he's got a lot of living left to do.
Yep. So please go adopt. Like I said, the kennels are full. If you need a puppy, please go check out City Dogs Cleveland. They got beautiful dogs there. People are fantastic. Please go check them out. And if you can't, help them out with a donation or drop off food or something like that for them. All right, Bri, what's trivia this week?
Yeah, well, just to piggyback you, called in the masses. You just said the kennels are full. So if you can't adopt, if you're not in a position to adopt, that's okay. But put the word out. Spread the word. That way, hopefully, you reach somebody who might be willing to adopt or looking for a puppy. So yeah, you can be the missing link to match up one of those dogs with a beautiful home. So do your part. Share everything they got and put the word out. So that's what I got. So this time, let's see, this time 24 hours ago, maybe 25 hours ago, there were four college football coaches who, active college football coaches, who had won a national title. Now it's Jim Harbaugh leaving Michigan. Now there's only three. So give me the three active coaches who have won a national championship. It's hard to believe there's only three, to be honest, but Saban won so many. So when he retired, it was like taking out half of them.
I got two. Oh, no, he's not active. Oh, you dick. That's a good one, Bri.
Two should be pretty easy to get.
Yeah, I'm thinking, but I don't know if he got back into coaching or not. All right. I think I could do that.
All right.
We'll check that out here a little bit later, Bri. But let's get into our Cleveland headlines and have some fun with the beat drop. Like, all right, first off, the Cleveland headlines. Holy cow, talk, Jared. You can do it. Talk, fatty, talk. Cleveland Cavaliers, even though they lost last night to the Milwaukee Bucks, are holding on to the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference right now. They are seven games back of the Celtics. Celtics are on fire, 34-10. The Boston Celtics are. Bucks are right behind them at 31-13. Then the Sixers at 29-13. And then your Cavaliers at 26-16, Bri. We are seven games back, tied with the Knicks. We got a little bit of an advantage on the Knicks. You think the Cavs can hold out for a little bit, get Mobley back, and make a really strong push and get the three or four seed here in the Eastern Conference again this year?
Boy, I hope so. I think the three seed is going to be tough. I think there's three clear-cut teams that are better than where the Cavs are right now. The Cavs can be better because I think the Sixers are kind of a one-man show at this point. I know Tyrese Maxey is kind of stepping his game up, and they got Tobias Harris, who's a nice player. But But they go as Embiid goes, as we saw with his 70-point outburst last week. But, yeah, I think the four seed, I don't want to say a minimum. I think their goal should be to make the playoffs and not be in the play-in seed, the play-in games. And then from there, once you can achieve that, then you want to host a playoff game. So that would be the – or a playoff series. So that would be the four seed. So, yeah, just keep doing what they're doing. It's going to be very interesting what they do to intertwine and get Mobley back in there and Garland back in there and hopefully not skip a beat. Because they've, I mean, look at the stats, look at the games. They've been far better with just Jared Allen and Donovan Mitchell. And they've had a bunch of guys step up. Sam Merrill's been on fire, one of the best shooters in the NBA, really. So you have to find a way to just, and even if these, even if Mobley, even if, you know, Garland have to take a step back and say, maybe it's just time for me to work into the flow of the offense and, you know, maybe kind of be like a role player. And because Darius Garland is better than Sam Merrill, so we add him, it shouldn't be an issue. But for whatever reason, maybe you can make the excuse or the point that they're just playing bad teams and they're catching a break. And we kind of made that same point with the Browns at the end of the year. Like, we're getting really, really excited, but all year long we were saying, well, their schedule really gets kind of easy towards the end of the year. And then it got easy, and we started winning a bunch of games. So we could just be in that stretch of the schedule for the Cavs, but hey, it beats losing these games. And so with the NBA, it's so difficult during the regular season to gauge how good your team is. I mean, last night was definitely a test. Because you knew that the Bucks would be ready to go after losing their coach, and it sounds like they didn't care too much about him. So to have that coaching change and to have all their stars playing yesterday was a test. And, you know, it kind of went as expected, you know, with us being down two of our guys, two of our starters, and them having everybody kind of its full strength. But, yeah, it's going to be very interesting what they do. I don't expect them to make any – splashy moves at the trade deadline, as much as I kind of want them to. I kind of expect them to stand status quo and just see how this playoffs go. And I mean, I was thinking today, I think I would prefer to play the Knicks because I want some revenge on them. If they kick our butt again, then it's time to make some changes, some major changes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the way they're playing right now. Like you said, Sam Merrill out of nowhere, just shooting up. And we lost Bry, it looks like. Sam Merrill just coming out and shooting like crazy like he did. It just unreal. You're back now. We lost you for a second. Okay.
Yep.
But, you know, they're playing the Grizzlies tonight. Then they got the Spurs on Saturday. And then Monday they got the Kings. So they got a few games coming up here that are going to be testy, I should say. Spurs with Wembanyama. And then, you know, the Kings. Kings are starting to get a little bit better, Bri. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do towards the end of the year, Bri. I mean, I love this team because they're playing like it finally starting to play defense. It feels like when they want to, and you know that's kind of helping them out the offense side. I know one thing that's not going to help them out is news came out last night and this morning that Tristan Thompson suspended for 25 games for a substance policy or whatever. So that's a pretty big blow because he has been definitely really good on the interior for this team and pretty much being the physical presence they need in the middle, especially on the offensive side, getting the offensive boards and stuff. So we'll see what happens coming up, but I'm like you. I want the Knicks again. I want them to just beat the brakes off the Knicks. And, man, if you lose to the Knicks, at that point in time, you got to take a look at this roster and see where it's at because I don't know what to do after that point. But, you know, you mentioned the trade deadline coming up, Bri. I'm kind of with you. I think they're going to stay pat, too. I don't think they're going to make any moves. And if they do, it might be just – it might be a defensive player. I'm guessing a wing defensive player along with Okoro just to help out. You know, they're on the back end because, you know, you got a couple guys that don't play the greatest of defense, but it is the NBA. a lot of them don't play a lot of great defense. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I think they're going to hold on to the 4 seed, bud. I mean, you think they're just going to stay right there, Pat, at the 4 seed, 4 or 5 seed?
I mean, unfortunately, at this point, I think, like I said, maybe best case scenario, they get to the 3. But if you tell me right now they can maintain the 4 seed right now, I'll take that all day. I think the only place you can go is down, unless there's a major injury to Boston or Milwaukee or Philadelphia, because I think clearly they're the three top seeds. Now we have a chance to unseat them, but yeah, I talking about the trade deadline, I almost feel like they've missed their window because Toronto was looking to make some deals and shed some cap money, and they had two guys that I feel like could have helped the Cavs a lot.
Siakam.
And Siakam and OG Anunoby. And Siakam, 6'8", he's almost more like a power forward. He's not the greatest shooter, but Anunoby was kind of a guy that, after looking over his numbers and seeing what he's been doing, he's 6'7". He's kind of the wing guy that could have helped us out. So, yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I don't know how many guys like that are going to be on the market. And, yeah, with Siakam going to the Pacers, there's some people that might have thought that the Pacers have passed you up. So it's going to be up to the Cavs to be strong and kind of hold serve. And, yeah, the biggest thing is just finding a way to kind of intertwine what Mobley can do and what Garland can do and not disrupt the momentum that this team has, because I don't know. There's part of me, I still have a bad taste in my mouth. I know Jared Allen's playing great. He's playing like an all-star, but I can't get that series against the Knicks out of my head. So there's part of me that thinks like, well, Brian Windhorst was saying people would be knocking down the Cavs door to get him. And so I think you have to explore that, because once Mobley comes back, we're back to having the same issues. Two big guys clogging up the paint. I mean, Jared Allen's a great player, but outside of 5 feet, you know, how effective is he? He's a great defensive player too. But as we saw in last year's playoffs, he goes against anybody who's kind of physical, and you know, he's going to make him look like a child. And so if he was like had the presence of a Shaquille O'Neal or something like that, I wouldn't mind him just staying at the basket the whole time. But any physicality just kind of pushes him out of the way. So I don't know. I'm kind of a bitter Cavs fan still from what happened last year, as you can tell. But I'm trying to get excited about this year. But I got to see all of them play together and play well and beat some of these top teams before I completely buy in.
I think everybody's kind of a bitter Cavs fan from last year, Bri. I mean, you walked into a team of the Knicks, and it wasn't supposed to, like, in your head, you're at least supposed to get past the Knicks. And then after that, that's when it was supposed to get quite, like, you were supposed to beat that team. You had, and the Knicks just punched you right in the mouth. And I think that's what really got you, especially as a Cleveland fan. You don't like getting punched in the mouth like that. I mean, you got, oh, freaking Knicks. What is up with New York teams in Cleveland? Like, I'm telling you. Yankees, the Knicks, just
yeah. My expectations for this year have not changed. Last year, expectations were to win a first round series, and so we're 1 year removed from that. Just because we didn't win that series doesn't mean I'm gonna have the same expectations. My expectations go up every year because these guys are young and they're maturing, so I expect our team to be better this year than we were last year. So expectations this year are that they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I understand their lofty goals. And as I said, I right now I don't believe they're a top two team, a top three team in the East. But, yeah, they got to prove it to me.
Yeah, we'll see what happens as the year goes on, Brian. We still got plenty of games left. Let's get into the NFL, Bri. We do have conference championship coming up. And Eric, I see your question here. I'll ask Bri here in just a second. But you got the San Francisco 49ers versus the Detroit Lions, Bri. And then on the other side, you got the Baltimore Ravens versus the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Bri, after the divisional round, how are you taking this NFL We actually did have some good games. One good game that wasn't a good game was the Baltimore-Houston game. It was good up until halftime. Then Baltimore just kind of ran away from them. But great games all this weekend with everybody that played. How are you feeling about Detroit and the Niners and Baltimore and the Chiefs?
I feel like these are the four teams that deserve it the most. These are the four teams that have been the most consistent throughout the entire year. So it's kind of fitting that that they're meeting each other in the with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So I think they should both be great games. If I had to break it down and handicap each game, I'd say, you know, Kansas City's at the top of the mountain, and it's up to somebody to knock them off. And we saw that Buffalo was unable to do it. The Ravens are flying high. They haven't really been tested at all, but the playoffs are a different monster. And certainly Lamar Jackson has fallen short of expectations the last few years, and Patrick Mahomes continues to push the bar. And somebody other than Tom Brady and Joe Burrow one time, where I think I feel like the game where Burrow beat him, Kansas City just kind of let their foot off the gas because they were up like 21-7 in the first half, and then they had a chance to go for a touchdown and make it 28-7, and they botched it on fourth down. But yeah, other than those, it's hard. It's hard to knock them off. So until somebody does it, you know, I won't believe it.
Now, are they doing a game on Saturday and Sunday, Bri, or is it both games on Sunday?
Yeah, it's like last week, last Sunday, where one game starts at 3 and the other game starts at 6:30, I believe.
Oof. And I'm looking at the Baltimore forecast right now, Bri. Looks like it's going to be a wet one.
Okay, well, that, I think that favors the Ravens.
Yeah, it's an 85% chance of rain on Sunday, high of 47. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I love the matchups because the matchups, it feels to me like the matchups are kind of like an old school matchup. You got the, you know, the 49ers, even though it's Baltimore, but, you know, the 49ers of Baltimore going to maybe the Super Bowl again, going at each other again. You know, it's not the Harbaugh Bowl again. But then having the Lions playing the way they've played all year, Bri, and getting to this point is absolutely fantastic for them. I'm rooting for them, Bri. I don't care. I'll admit it. Like, the Lions have had the kind of luck and shit that we've had, except they've had Matthew Stafford for a lot of years that they didn't do anything with. And, you know, they had a couple good teams that they could. I mean, they had Megatron. They had Hall of Fame wide receiver and Matt Stafford, and they still couldn't do anything. But, you know, it is what it is, but they're there now. Dan Campbell has got that team playing hard, and you know something? Bite them at the kneecap, Bri. And if they knock you down again, you bite another bite out of them. I mean, that's the way they're playing. Did you get another beer? Look at you.
How about that? What a great Ash. Place. Let me shout her out.
Thanks, Ash.
Oh, God bless you.
There's another one? There's two beers?
No.
Oh.
That was an inside joke for you.
Oh, I see. I got it. What do you think? Who do you think is going to be in a Super Bowl out of this, Bri? It's going to be a tough matchup.
My gut tells me Kansas City and San Francisco. They have the pedigree of winning. They've done it before. Like I said, with Kansas City and Baltimore, I think Baltimore is probably the better team all around, but Mahomes is magic, man. He just finds a way to keep getting it done. And Kansas City's defense is pretty underrated. So I would agree with you that I'm definitely rooting for Detroit. Detroit's my number one team, and it has no reason, nothing to do with my Michigan fandom. It's just, yeah, Detroit's a lovable loser. They haven't been there before. Dan Campbell's an easy guy to get behind. Who am I going to root for? The problem is, who am I going to root for between the Ravens and Kansas City? It's really an easy answer. It's Kansas City, but man, I just feel I don't want to see Kansas City win again. I'm over them.
No, I get it. And then the whole Super Bowl is going to be Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, and All right. Well, I do got to admit, did you see Jason Kelce partying with the Bills fans, hopping out there all burly bear? Reminded me of you.
Me? When? When was I like
you
that?
You look like the kind of guy that would do that.
Oh, yeah. I definitely did. And I've been to Buffalo before for a Monday night game, and it was a wild time. They get down out there, and yeah, I saw him taking, I think, a shot out of a bowling ball. Did you see that?
I did. I did. Oh, here we go. Eric chimed in. He goes, Eminem versus Swifty.
Yeah, right. Eminem's a big Detroit fan.
Yeah, you know something, Bri? I gotta go opposite of you, bud. I'm hoping that it's the Lions and the Ravens, and then I hope the Lions just kick the living crap out of them.
You're hoping for the Ravens?
Yeah, because I want the Ravens to lose. I want them to get there and lose. What do you mean, what if they win?
I can't take them. Getting to another
Super Bowl. They've been the best team in the NFL. They got the number one seed overall. They've had one of the best records. Granted, they kind of pushed. I mean, they played Houston, even though we lost to Houston. But
yeah,
I mean,
what do you think? What do you think of your boy C.J. Stroud after he was touted as being top five quarterback, and then he puts up 3 points against them?
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
That's what the Browns defense should have done to him.
Well, the defense didn't wake up and they didn't show up.
It made me feel even worse. After watching what the Ravens did to him, it made me feel even worse about the Browns, because I'm like, now granted, holding him to 3 points, that's pretty huge accomplishment, but he shouldn't be getting 24 points on you in the first half. So
yeah, I know.
That just made me sick. And then I don't know if you don't want to. A lot of people don't want to talk about Detroit beating Tampa Bay, because Baker Mayfield didn't play terrible, but he did what Baker Mayfield does. And that's the reason Baker Mayfield's no longer in Cleveland, because how many times do we see him with the ball at the end of the game, chance to drive it down to get a game-winning score, a game-tying score, and didn't even come close? Throws an interception, game over.
Like, I didn't – honestly, Brian, I didn't watch that game. I saw the highlights afterwards. So I didn't – it's Baker Mayfield. And you know something? With Baker, it is a thin line you're walking on between Baker being a elite quarterback and Baker doing something stupid. And he's been that way ever since he's been in the NFL, right? Now, that's the last drive. He's trying to push the – did he try to push the pass? Was the guy open and it was just like an easy pick, or was it –
No.
Right at the guy.
Well, so it was right in the middle of the field, and the guy was, I think, being covered by man to man, and then there was also another guy there. So it was basically into double coverage right in the middle of the field. And so I'd have to go back and watch to see if he was getting some pressure and he just kind of forced it there. But yeah, I don't think Baker Mayfield's a terrible quarterback or anything like that. I think he's a top 20 guy, maybe top 15, borderline top 15. But if that's good enough for some people, then I don't know what to tell you.
The only thing I can say is he took two different teams to the postseason. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, right there is
no,
hard to get in the playoffs. Like, yeah, Baker will get you there, but can he pass that level? And that's the thing where we're at right now. But also, you and I both know that's the NFC South and what a shit show that thing is. Like, I would have loved the Browns playing the NFC South. Oof. Like,
well, yeah. And, I don't want to make this too much about Baker, but if you just use your brain and you see what a slide Philadelphia was on. You know, they had no business being in the playoffs, even though they went 10-1, but finished what, 11-5 or something like that. And then and then going back to the Browns game, I mean, how many starting quarterbacks in the NFL, if you spot them 7 points right off the rip and your defense gets them 5 turnovers, how many quarterbacks in the NFL will win that game? At least 25, I would say.
I know one who would lose that game.
Okay.
And it's a Pittsburgh quarterback. Pick any Pittsburgh quarterback.
Well, thank God for the Pittsburgh quarterback that day because he gave us 5 takeaways.
Yeah, he did. You big dummy.
I'll take it. Regardless of who you want to attribute that one to, I'll take it.
All right, Bryce. So give me some scores. What do you think this weekend? What do you think about the Ravens and the Chiefs?
Well, I got my most surprising moment or most surprising thing of this past weekend, but I was going to ask you, like, looking at all 4 games this past weekend, what was like the thing that stood out to you that you were like, you know, I'm surprised that happened? Because, you know, a lot of things we could kind of see coming. You know, you knew Kansas City and Buffalo is going to be a knock them down, drag them out, come down to the end. And, you know, Kansas City did what Kansas City does and Buffalo did what Buffalo does. But what was the most surprising thing after watching the 4 games this past weekend?
Probably the whole NFC, Bri. And it's just the NFC as a whole. Because if you think about it, you know, right now you got Lamar Jackson. Let's put it, okay, take C.J. Stroud out of it. You had Lamar Jackson, elite quarterback. You had Patrick Mahomes, elite quarterback. You had Josh Allen, elite quarterback. On the other side, you had Brock Purdy, still questionable. You had Baker Mayfield, still questionable. You had Jared Goff, who was thrown away by the Rams. And who is the quarterback for oh good God, I'm drawing a blank now.
Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm. So you look at the difference in quarterback play on the, you know, from the NFC, it's just it just cracks me up that you still got elite talent in the AFC, and like the NFC, just it's a crapshoot over there. I don't know what it is. I mean, their quarterbacks are good. I'm not saying they're not good, but it's like elite level, you're not getting elite level quarterback play out of the NFC. It's just game managing quarterbacks. I mean, the two that we thought would be there would be Dak and Jalen Hurts, and they're nowhere to be found. I think that was a big thing. And then also Tyler Bass missing that kick to tie up the game. The guy's normally a really good kicker, Bri. Man, missing that kick to tie up the game there at the end. I mean, what was yours?
For me, it was the Niners, just the Niners overall performance, offense, defense. The fact that they look bad offensively, and they almost like stole the game. Like Brock Purdy looked pretty bad. Debo Samuel, I know, went out, and maybe you can attribute their struggles to him not being there because a lot of the offense goes through him. But, yeah, the fact that Jordan Love, you know, played as well as he did up until the end. You know, kind of really looked good at times against that San Francisco defense that that's been kind of highly touted. And then just the fact, yeah, that San Francisco's offense, I mean, Christian McCaffrey had one big run for a touchdown, and then they had a couple other big plays. Kittle might have had one, but that offense for San Francisco just kind of looked out of sorts a little bit. So, yeah, the Ravens, you know, the Ravens pulled away in the second half. It was a close game. I think it was 1-score game at halftime. But then the defense really turned it up in the second half. So that was maybe a little surprising that they won by as much as they did. But yeah, San Francisco barely eking it out at the end there. Kind of was – yeah, that's why I think Detroit has a chance. If San Francisco doesn't get their stuff together, and certainly Detroit doesn't have a great secondary and a great defense, but really Green Bay didn't either, other than Jair Alexander, who's kind of a stud cornerback. You know, I was a little surprised that they had the success they did against that San Francisco offense.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens, right? It's going to be a great Super Bowl no matter what. I mean, they're legit teams that are both be there. I mean, these are the teams that we kind of picked to be making a run. Like, we picked the Lions. We thought the Lions would be a tough team to get out, and especially with the question marks of Minnesota and Green Bay. And, you know, so it's, like I said, it's just nice seeing the Lions be good again, Bri, especially for the people in Detroit. That's amazing. If I had to pick anything, I'd probably pick the Ravens 24-20 over the Chiefs.
Okay.
And then the Lions 24-23 over the Niners.
Wow. So we're going heads up because I'm the opposite. I think we'll see. Hopefully there's some upsets, or I just hope for good games at this point.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You don't want a blowout because it's no fun, because it's the only football that we get. You know, you actually want it to be good. All right. So
I'm telling you, AFC though is freaking stacked.
They are.
It's not fair. And now with Harbaugh going to San Diego, like, you know, San Diego's probably going to make the playoffs. I know they haven't done much, but you got a coach like that and a quarterback like that, it's hard for me not to believe that they're going to make some noise. So add another team to the fire. It's going to be difficult even for the Browns to make the playoffs, especially because their schedule next year gets significantly tougher than it was this year. I don't think we have too many cupcake games. We're playing – well, we finished second in the division. Were we second? Yeah, we were second over the Steelers. So we're going to play a second-place schedule rather than a fourth-place schedule. So, yeah, it's going to suck. And we didn't even talk about potential of losing Bill Callahan.
Because Brian Callahan got the Tennessee Titans job.
Right. That would be a big loss. If you remember, I think last offseason we did like an exercise where we drafted like the 5 or 10 most important people in Cleveland sports. And I drafted Bill Callahan as my last pick because I think he means that much. I don't think you have Wyatt Teller playing at the level that he is. Remember, we traded a 6th or 7th round pick for him. And he turned into a Pro Bowler under Bill Callahan. And certainly Dwan Jones was viewed as a project, and maybe you can get something out of him 2, 3, 4 years down the road. And his first year, Bill Callahan turned him into a legitimate starting tackle in the league. And then Posick too, you know, he came over, he was our backup center. Nick Harris was our starter, went down. Posick comes in, plays great, plays like a top 10 center. And I don't think it's a coincidence that it happened under Bill Callahan's watch. And kind of ironically, the one offensive lineman that we think all struggle a little bit was the most talented one in Jed Wills.
Yeah.
So hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, I worry a lot about losing him. I think that's a big loss to your run game.
Now, we're getting into the Browns OC search. Now, we did sign Deuce Staley. Brian, are you happy about Deuce Staley?
Yeah, I think, he's a guy. Obviously, he had multiple offers. He's coached in the league for several years now. He had multiple offers. The Jets wanted him, and he chose to come to Cleveland. So as far as what I know about running back coaches around the league, which isn't much, I'm happy with him.
All right. Now, we've also had a whole bunch of offensive coordinators coming in, checking out. Let's see here. Kellen Moore is in here. We also had Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey come. Jared Johnson from the Texans. Who else that came, Bri? There's another one that I'm forgetting. Philadelphia offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. Brian Johnson, I think.
Brian Johnson came. So we'll see. Who do you like out of those bunch?
Off the rip, did you say Kellen Moore?
Yeah, Kellen Moore, Ken Dorsey.
Okay, yeah, those would probably be the top two guys, just without thinking about it too much. I know there's been buzz around Kubiak in San Francisco just because, there's a Stefanski tie there. But those two guys, Kellen Moore, Ken Dorsey, they've coached high-powered offenses in the NFL, so I would be comfortable with them coming in. And I think Ken Dorsey kind of got a little bit of a raw deal in Buffalo. He was kind of scapegoated. But like I said last week, I'm not concerned about how they mesh in the Stefanski system. Give me the guy. And I think we also interviewed the Houston Texans guy who was with
Jared Sean Johnson.
down in Houston. Okay, so give me the guy who's going to unlock Deshaun Watson. That's all I care about. It doesn't matter if it's I kind of think that Stefanski's offense, after seeing it this year, is more geared towards like a Flacco-type quarterback. And give me somebody who's more geared towards Deshaun and his skill set. And even if he doesn't call plays, just find a way to mesh that two together, because like I said last week, we go as Deshaun goes. A lot of people don't want to accept that. A lot of people think that that maybe there's a chance we can get Flacco back and he'll be our starter. We can trade Deshaun. It's not realistic. I mean, you know, we're married to this guy. That's why I get behind him as much as I can, because I know I don't have a choice. So I'm going to stay positive for as long as I can.
Here's Chris. Yeah, will Stefanski give up play calling? I doubt he will. Probably he hasn't not. Yet.
Probably
I mean, I like Dorsey. Like if anybody out of the group that I could want, Bri, it would probably be Dorsey first and then kind of go from there. I still think there's a dark horse out there that we're not seeing that they're going to try to get, but we'll wait and see until after the playoffs are done and see, you know, everything comes available at that point in time. Cause I mean, Chris, you still got Bill Belichick out there, Bri. Bill Belichick's still not hired as a coach.
There's rumors he might be going to Michigan, just putting it out there.
Oh, that'd be great for him to go to Michigan.
Mutual interest.
That's great. I am so glad that he has mutual interest to go back to college. That's awesome. I'm so happy for him.
I'm just messing with you. I'm just putting God into Ohio State fans' hearts.
He should. Hey, he should go back there, because his track record of drafting would probably be the same as him recruiting. It would be absolutely perfect. Just let him go. Let him go. Let him do it. Let him do it, Bri.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who the coach is. It's all about how much money you got in college now. It's baseball.
All right. And the last little bit of Browns news that we got. Let's see here. You got, where was it? Stefanski, Joe Schwartz, Myles Garrett, and Joe Flacco are all added to the awards ceremony coming up. Finalists for the NFL awards. So you got Defense Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, and Assistant of the Year. They're all four. Myles Garrett did get named the Pro Football Writers Defensive Player of the Year, which is huge honor. First one since it's been enshrined for the Browns back in like 1994, whatever it was. So first Browns player ever to win it. So that's awesome. Hopefully we get a Defensive Player of the Year out of this. I think he will, Bri. I think this is his year to do it. The only thing that's kind of holding me back on that is his last half of the season. Was not the greatest after a shoulder injury, but I tell you what, you gutted through a lot of things. So we'll see what happens out of that. Hopefully we can get a Coach of the Year and I really do think we should get a Coach of the Year, but we'll see what happens. Shut up with the TJ Watt, Eric Dunlap. I do not want to hear it. TJ Watt.
Is he a Steelers fan? Come on, Eric.
Hey, Bri, you remember that yellow bridge in Pittsburgh as you're driving in there? That big yellow one that they have painted.
I've only been past Pittsburgh once in my life.
Okay, well, they got this huge yellow bridge. And you know what I'd like to see? You know how some people can take a right off the 480 bridge? Somebody take a left off that bridge. TJ Watt, for all I care. Ugh, TJ Watt. God. I think the reason why, Bri, is it's just shoved down our throats so much. Like, Steelers fans are like, they're just in love with this man. And it's like, okay, well, you guys don't have a quarterback now, but you're still, but Watt deserves it. Listen to him, but Watt deserves it.
Hey, man, I love it. They're in purgatory. They're stuck. They ain't ever going anywhere. They might make the playoffs. Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach. I give him that. But they're not going anywhere. With Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, and give me a break. TJ Watt can have as many sacks as he wants. You ain't winning nothing.
All right, Bri, I hate to do this, but we're going to have to push transfer portal.
Oh, man.
I know, but we'll do it next week. That work?
Sure.
I'm sorry, buddy. We're 50 minutes in. You and I
together. That's fine. Yeah.
You know,
just maybe the Cavs will have a quiet week, and we won't got to talk about Cavs next week.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll see what happens. All right, Bri, let's go into – let's do our Fat Boy Thursday as soon as I find – I don't have the sounder, which still stinks. I'm finding the sounder, but it's time for Fat Boy Thursday. And Fat Boy Thursday this week, Brian, we brought up deli salads. All right, so you got your chicken salad, you got your egg salad, you got your tuna salad, you got your potato salad, pasta salad, you know, all the salads you could think of. I know that Always Positive Jay chimed in, and he said that's nightmares to him because he does not like mayonnaise-based stuff. The reason why I brought it up, Brian, is because my wife got me hooked on the chicken salad. She went down home. Her sister made her some chicken salad, so we made some chicken salad here at the house. You know, little onion, little celery, you know, little carrot in there mixed around. Nice little chicken salad sandwich. So, Bri, what's your favorite deli salad?
That's tough. It's probably between...
Let's go sandwich first and then side. That works.
Oh, sandwich is easy. It's chicken salad.
It's
all
chicken
day.
Salad.
Yeah, egg salad. I won't even touch. I might have it. I would eat it, not to be rude. You know, at a picnic or something if someone made it. But
almost like a scrambled egg on bread.
You know me. I'm not a huge egg white fan. Scrambled eggs. I love scrambled eggs, but yeah, it's a lot of egg white.
Yeah.
And then my wife. Kind of has made a couple times ham salad, but not a huge fan of that because I believe it has relish or pickles in it or something, and it just doesn't look too appetizing. I remember my mom making it a few times, but I wouldn't really partake. So chicken salad over far and away over the rest, tuna salad, that's way at the bottom. And then as far as side dishes, it's almost a toss up for me between, I probably give it to potato salad, but macaroni, pasta salad, whatever you want to call it. That's a close second.
All right. I like your style. Now for me personally, Bri, ham salad is my, cause I don't get it that often. So I think that's why it's my number one because there's only certain delis that have it. All right. Like there's only, you can't get it everywhere. Like it's not one of those things that just magically shows up everywhere. Like you go to an IGA, they might have it at deli counter at IGA. Don't think they have it at the Walmart one, but you know what I'm like, it's just a hit or miss where you get it. And then chicken salad. I love chicken salad. I think chicken salads, mine goes ham salad, tuna, egg, and then chicken. Because I can pretty much do. Well, I can do chicken anytime I want to. And I grew up with tuna salad, so I don't mind tuna salad because that's always been like a go-to sandwich for me. Like, you know, you're a poor college kid. Can of tuna is like 50 cents. Get a can of tuna.
Sure.
Two packets of mayo and a pack of relish and just mix around. You got two sandwiches out of it. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. Let's see here. Chris chimed in and said, I make a mean red skin potato salad. Now that sounds
awesome.
Now for me though, do you dress up your chicken salads when you eat your sandwiches? Do you dress them up with like a little lettuce, tomato, bacon?
I do. So believe it or not. Yeah. So I first 24, 25 years of my life, I didn't touch any of the salads because I wasn't a mayonnaise fan. I was like, Jake, didn't really touch it, but I dabbled in it a little bit, and it started getting better and better. To bring me back to when we used to get sandwiches at the halfway house at the golf course.
God, I love Mary.
I'd dress it up with – I can't remember if I did cheese or not. I don't think many times I did cheese, but I would do bacon on the chicken salad, and then I'd do hot sauce, and I'd do mustard on it, and it was unbelievable. I haven't had one of those in years, but you're bringing me back now. Yeah.
Now here's another one, and it's only because I do it sometimes. You ever do a toasted salad sandwich? You know, like chicken salad with toast?
I don't think so, just because like very rarely. My wife will make it at home sometimes, and it's really good with grapes and pecans and maybe celery, diced up celery or something too, apples. But yeah, I really don't toast it. It's best on a croissant to me.
Oh, you do croissant. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay, because I do like the wheat bread. I do the honey wheat, little honey bun action sometimes if you get a chance. You know, Italian bread, like the really thin sliced Italian bread.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I would like it on toast. I like it with soft bread.
I was just curious because some people do. Like there's some places that they cook it and it's almost like a patty melt. It's like, you know, like a tuna melt. Right. Chris chimed in and said, macaroni salad is a mayonnaise based. Potato salad is with Italian dressing. So that's...
Potato salad with Italian dressing? Really?
Or pasta. Pasta salad. I'm sorry.
Oh, pasta salad. Yeah, okay. So macaroni, yeah. Sorry. He's absolutely right. Pasta salad has the corkscrew pasta and the cheese in it.
Oh, pasta salad can have any pasta you
want. Pasta salad's fantastic, but macaroni salad is also very good.
Man, you remember Vinny's pasta salad with the spaghetti in it? Oh, he did.
I don't know if I ever had it.
His mom made pasta salad, dude. I still think about that pasta salad.
With spaghetti.
She would have spaghetti. It would be spaghetti, penne pasta, elbow macaroni, and I can't remember. Like, it'd be different pastas in there, but it'd be, dude, I'm telling you what, it definitely hits the spot.
Shout out to Vinny.
I know. My side, number one, macaroni salad. But it's got to be a certain macaroni salad. Like, I like a sweet, you know, like you see in the store, you see that grandma's macaroni salad or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the kind of macaroni salad I like. It's like almost like with the sweet slaw dressing on it. Mm-hmm. Pasta salad is good. Potato salad. Now, there's different potato salads, Brian. You got your mustard potato salad. And you got your other potato salad. Are you a mustard potato salad guy, or are you the other potato salad guy?
Typically, I like mustard over mayonnaise, but I probably go with the mayonnaise. And I don't know if you've ever had it. And I think they used to, if Ruby Tuesday is still around, they used to do like a loaded potato salad with bacon crumbles in there and cheese and stuff like that. And that was, yeah, next level potato salad.
See, this is why we do this stuff, Brian, because you get excited about it. Like, as soon as I brought up deli salads, everybody went absolutely insane. Like, it was oh no, two salads, the greatest. And then we started getting into the pasta and the macaroni salads. What about, okay, have you ever had, like, the, if you go into, I know Fragapans over here by me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Fragapans. Yeah, it's Fragapans. What's the one on the east side that we used to go to? Ferrara's. Okay. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Fragapans over here has got an olive salad. Have you ever seen that? It's like, well, I know you're not an olive fan.
Hate olives.
But it's got like a mixture of olives with like peppers in it and onions and stuff like that. Now, you would never try it at all?
Nope. Not an olive guy.
That's how he makes his too, with the ranch seasoning. Oh, I forgot about the ranch seasoning.
Okay. Packets. Now we're talking, Chris. That sounds awesome.
Oh god, that sounds great. Now I want some potato salad tonight, Bri. Like it almost screams to me like summertime when you start talking some of this stuff, because it's almost the best side for any burger, hot dog, anything outside on a grill. I mean, ribs, you can get potato salad with ribs, right? You can do macaroni, pasta salad, you can do whatever. Man, we're going to have to, like, is there one that you really, okay, hot take, Bri.
Yep.
I think pasta salad is overrated.
Pasta salad, meaning with the Italian dressing?
I think it's good. Don't get me wrong. But I just take it or leave it. Like, I'm just that kind of guy. No. Like,
I think you're crazy. I think it's properly rated, if not underrated, a little bit.
Really?
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan.
Because I think,
I mean, you got to do it right. You got to get the right ingredients. Obviously, start with pasta, Italian dressing, and cheese cubes.
The cheese cubes,
or tortellini, or something like that. But, now,
do you do the like the salami cubes and stuff, pepperoni cubes and salami cubes in it too?
I'd have no problem with it. Yeah, I'd gobble it up.
Man, I really gotta get me some of that tonight. I might have
you're making me hungry. Give me a second.
All right. I might have to go to the store while Bri's gone. Anybody else in here? Like, Chris, what deli salads do you like? I know you're watching right now. What's your favorite deli salad sandwich? As he's sitting here going, and if anybody else wants to chime in on Fat Boy Thursday, you know, even after the show, hit us up on Twitter, on our Facebook and YouTube at Ham Illegal. You can chime in anytime you want to. I'm always watching the comments. We'll chime back because we love talking food. Brian and I both love talking food. It just hits home to us when we talk because we've always talked food together. God, since we started working together, since we ever met, really. So, but like we bring up topics like this. If there's a topic you want us to talk about, hit us up. We've done cereals. We've done breakfast. We've done everything else. Let's see here. He likes a chicken salad on wheat. Croissants are overrated. Oh, I wonder if Bri heard that when he sat down.
Yeah, croissants are overrated.
I mean, that's a French thing, and you're saying it wrong. You got to say it like Goldhammer. You can't say it like Goldhammer?
No, I refuse.
Why? Hey, it's not that hard. You go like this. You go, cool.
Yeah, sounds like you're clearing your throat.
Every time. Hey, go to
Wendy's. There's an R in there.
Hey, go to Wendy's and get the maple bacon.
Sounds good, though.
Potato salad, macaroni salad, green backyard barbecue on a Sunday. Yeah, it does.
Sure does. Yeah, get us does. Through these cold months thinking about that.
Hey, Brian, are we going to smoke some stuff here together soon?
I'm down. Right. Down at the cabin, my one cousin, who she lives on a farm. It's a beef farm. They brought up some brisket, and they smoked 9 pounds of brisket or something. So it was phenomenal. I still haven't. I'm a little intimidated by brisket. I haven't tried it yet because I've heard the horror stories about people spending their whole day trying to get this brisket right, and then they end up throwing it out because it's terrible. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you do that.
Was it sliced like the brisket? Did you pick it up and see the bounce on it? You know, and make sure it didn't break.
Oh yeah. Yep. I took some leftovers. I had some beef tips and noodles today. They're phenomenal.
Was that leftover beef stew? Or pot roast?
I can't talk too loud. My wife might be listening.
Now you know she's listening. She didn't
appreciate that one.
She didn't appreciate that one?
No. Whenever I poke fun at her for that, she gives me a hard time.
Hey, leftovers are leftovers. You'd make them whatever you want to. I call that leftover surprise. Dad's like,
right?
Oh, what'd you make tonight? Leftover surprise. Whatever's in the fridge kind of went together. Let's do it.
Just call it a casserole. Throw it all in a bowl and call it a casserole.
Most of the time, what I do though, Bri, most of the time what I do is it ends up being stir fry. Because it's always like, you know, a little bit of green beans, a little bit of corn, you know, and I'm like, oh, screw it. Throw in some rice, throw in a couple pieces of chicken, stir fry. Here we go. All
right. Parenting 101. I'm learning a lot here.
Hey, and also, Bri, burp the baby. You got to burp the baby.
She's going to ruin a bunch of shirts of mine. I'm not excited about that.
Bri, that's why you have country club shirts still. wear those things anytime burping.
I wear them all the time because they're long. They stay tucked in because they're long, and they don't show my butt crack. So
I understand that. I definitely understand that. All right, Bri, let's get into our top three as we get going here. All right, Bri, top three tonight is TV shows you want to bring back. And the reason why I brought this up to you is now that we've got Peacock and all these streaming services, you can go back and watch some old TV shows that you haven't watched in forever. And just a little nostalgia. Like I watched the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon with my kids. How awesome was that? Like, I was just like, sweet, let's watch it. So just things like that. What are your top three TV shows you'd like to bring back?
Okay. So I was fighting it because I was trying to think of outside the box, and I just put my three favorite TV shows down. So I was thinking of a game show that I really enjoyed that, you know, maybe just wasn't the same. They've brought it back before, but it's not really the same as it was 80s, early 90s, and that was American Gladiators. Huge fan of that. Loved just the events and everything, and I could still picture some of them. So that was a favorite when I was growing up. Also, that's number three. Number two favorite when I was growing up, probably mid-90s or something like that. You know, I grew up in times of Saved by the Bell and watched it all the time. And Saved by the Bell was okay, but I really loved Saved by the Bell, the college years with Mike Golick and Bob Golick, Browns legend, Bob Golick. And I feel like there were only maybe one or two seasons of it, and then we were deprived of that. So I wouldn't mind seeing more of that. And then number one, it's one of my favorite shows, and I also feel like it was getting better with every episode. And then kind of like Jim Brown, like Calvin Johnson, like Barry Sanders, in its prime is when it decided to call it quits, and that is Seinfeld.
All right. I can't argue with any of those. Brian, for me, my number three would have to be Castle. I watched that. It went on for a very long time. I think like 10 or 11 seasons.
No. But she's only like season two. You mean I got nine more seasons of this?
Yep. Buckle up, Buttercup. Oh, but hey, it gets better, buddy. It really does get better. Okay. But it was a great show, and it had like the comic relief. It had drama. Yep. It had everything else. So no, number three for me was Castle. Number two, all right, Bri, and they're starting to bring it back a little bit now. Do you remember Animaniacs as a kid?
Oh, for sure. Are they bringing that back now?
So there, it's a little bit on Hulu. Like they're trying to revamp it and do it that way. But Animaniacs for me as a kid, because you got a little bit of everything. You got that. You got Pinky and the Brain was always mixed in with that.
Yeah,
you
know, everything that.
So just Animaniacs was always a good one. And then number one for me, and it probably was my funniest TV show, and I wish they would never taken it off, Brian. You've watched it too. It was on Spike TV.
Oh.
Blue Mountain State.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, God, bro, you have got to watch that. You want to talk about the most degenerate football team ever in the world. It was Blue Mountain State. And now, we were talking about it today at work. A couple of guys are watching it back, the seasons. And, Bri, you want to talk about amazing. Just comic gold. Go back. You got to watch it.
Is it a reality show
No, it is not.
Okay, so it's kind of like Varsity Blues, like a series kind of though.
It's like a series, but remember this was Spike TV back in the day when Spike TV was kind of raunchy with things.
Okay.
And Blue Mountain State took place, and yeah, here's was a good show. Bring back Firefly. Oh, I didn't even think about Firefly. That's a good show too.
Justin's seen it.
No, Blue Mountain State is about a college team that's won like multiple national championships, but their team is on like a hiatus right now. So like there is, what was it? Raccoon tranquilizers that people were taking. There's definitely drug use in there. Definitely parties. And like the backup quarterback was probably the best quarterback ever, but he didn't want to play football. He just wanted to be the backup quarterback. So he would just party all the time. And they'd be like, all right, well, look at that. You might start next year, Moran. And, nope, not doing it. I'm not doing it. He'd go out and take something. So it's a really funny show, especially if you're a guy. I mean, I'm not recommending it to women because it was back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, I think. Oh, Justin, Married with Children. That'd be another one to bring
up. Oh, yeah. Going back. So maybe Blue Mountain State's kind of more along the lines of the program. Like
a program, but funnier.
But with comedy. Okay.
But with comedy.
Do you know where I can find it? I'm all about trying to watch something new.
Let me see.
Sounds like right up my alley.
Well, here, why don't we're going to finish off the trivia. So why don't you give me the trivia?
And well, I also thought of, you just talking about Blue Mountain State, Friday Night Lights, the series I loved. My wife and I watched it. We both loved it. So maybe I can get her on board with this Blue Mountain State, although you said it's kind of more for guys.
You can find it on Tubi. CW, Plex, Amazon Prime Video, Freevee, and that's where you can find it for free.
Okay, I think we got Amazon Prime, so maybe I'll look for that.
And Freevee, you get it for free anyways, right? It's a little free app that has TV shows and stuff like that, so you can get that app and watch it.
Well, yeah, you got me thinking now. Like, Friday Night Lights. I felt it was maybe only five seasons or something, and it came to an abrupt end. Like, they figured out that they weren't going to do any more seasons, so they tried to wrap up all the storylines pretty quickly. So that would probably be in my top three if had I thought of it. But yeah, so I got trivia for you, unless you got something else.
Well, I wanted to bring up, I wanted to ask you a question. Have you ever watched like one of these series, like you and your wife are going back watching old series and stuff like that, correct?
Yeah. And I just told her, you know, I tell her, hey, football season, I got the TV, you know, Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And now the football season is kind of running down. We're looking for something to watch. So I'm all ears if you got recommendations.
Well, it's not sort of a recommendation, Brian. It's kind of like, have you ever watched a series and it got to the end of the series and you're expecting like a great ending to the series, and then it's just the biggest dud ever, and then it just leaves you on a cliffhanger?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it never comes back.
Seinfeld. Yeah.
Unreal. Like, we watched the show, and I'm not even going to give the show out, but both Hope and I looked at each other after the whole series. Four seasons. Her and I went through four seasons watching this. And we got to the very end, and I looked at her, I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, they're going to end it like this? Like, there were so many questions that needed to be answered, and they just left it like that. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Buzzkill.
Not fun. But let's finish trivia so we get out of here, Bri.
Yep, so... Well, you can play the sounder, or you want to talk about the doggy, or you want
to do- Oh, well, we can. I mean, let's see here. So. And our trivia is brought to you by City Dog Cleveland. Here's the trivia answer. Please, hey, Kendall's full. Go get a dog.
Yep.
You heard it here from Big Brian Fatty. Go get a dog. Adopt a dog. All right, Brian.
Well, before we get there, I got this. I got pretzel head in my head. Have you ever had a stout beer? I got this beer right here called Murphy's. Can you see that, Murphy's?
Yeah, how
you like it? It's a Murphy's stout. I've never had it before. Strangest thing ever. It's like a paint can. Mm-hmm. It has like this ball. Mm-hmm. Can you hear that ball?
It's like Guinness.
Guinness doesn't have balls in it, does it?
Yes.
And I guess I've only had Guinness in a bottle. What the hell is this? I'm thinking my wife's like, you know, planting something in my beer, trying to kill me or something. Like,
no, you're fine. Like,
shaking this thing around. No, I've never experienced that. So, sorry. Take you off subject. Yes, the trivia is three active head coaches in college football. Only three. Have won a national championship. Give them to me.
Okay, so number one, Dabo.
Got it. One, okay. Two.
The other one I'm thinking of, Jimbo Fisher.
Not active. You got fired.
Not active. All right. Why am I drawing a blank on the second one, Brian?
Oh, easy. Think of like the last 5 years.
That's 5 years. LSU, Brian Kelly didn't win one.
Last 5 years. Last 3 years.
Alabama, Nick Saban's not a coach anymore.
Who won the title last year and the year before?
Georgia. All right, Georgia.
There's your other one.
There's the other one. And then I got a curveball with the third one.
Yep.
That's won a national championship.
Because he won it at the school where he's not currently the coach. He's an older guy. Yep, he's an older guy. 70, 75. Coaches in the ACC currently.
Steve Spurrier.
Not a coach.
Damn.
Hopefully he's doing well. So he won it. And when he was the coach of a Big 12 team. So there's really only two. No, he's not coach. There's really only two Big 12 teams that win championships.
Yeah, it's
you Oklahoma. You got one of them.
Oklahoma, go to the other Texas.
One. Yep, go to the other one.
Oklahoma and Texas. So it's Texas coach. Oh, Mack Brown.
There you go. North Carolina head coach, Tar Heels, Mack Brown.
Damn. He's got to be 90 years old by now.
He's pretty old. But isn't that crazy? Guy. Only three college head coaches. Like I said at the start of the show, people are looking to get out of college.
And the last one, Mack one, was with Vince Young, right?
That was the only one he ever won.
That was the only one? All right.
Yeah, 2005, maybe.
All right. Damn, that's a good one, Bri. That was a great one. Can't believe there's only three.
That's surprising. Yep.
All right. Well, tune in next week. We will have a new dog and another trivia. We will come up with our transfer portal next week, Bri. I already have it written down. We're here at the end of the show. We want to thank all of our troops and first responders for everything you guys do. We want to thank Harold Keel and Lake Erie APA for this gorgeous championship belt that I got to mail out to Big Bri or Big Man.
Big Man, congrats.
Congrats, Big Man. Do you see that, Chris? Here's a close-up. You haven't seen it yet. There it is. It's like the Intercontinental belt right there. Look at that. All right. So on that note, Bri, God bless him.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless America.
All right, I'm that fat guy. Please, thank you guys for watching, tuning in tonight. Network 216 at Ham Illegal. Go adopt a dog from City Dogs Cleveland. And if you want to play pool, get a hold of Harold Keel. Second place does not get a dang thing, Chris. But you get
Come on.
You know something, Bri? We should find a little second place trophy, like one of those little ones you get out of a bubble machine. You know what I'm talking about?
I find something for sure. He deserves something.
Yeah. You want it? Find a little trophy for him?
I'll be on the lookout.
All right.
I'll find something. Maybe American flags singlet.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd love to see him in that thing. It would look great. All right, guys. Have a great night. We'll see you next Thursday. See you.